Blog Talk Radio.
Is Apostle Jefferson on with you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Father, we thank you and praise the Lord. We thank God for this woman of God that's about to break bread for us this morning. Thank you, oh God, that she is here in living color.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for keeping her on this side of the grave, oh God, in the land of
yes.
the living. Father, we ask even right now that you would speak to her, God. I know you have given her a word already. But, Lord, I ask that you
yes,
would speak
yes.
to her, oh God, to her spirit man. Lord God, that you would,
yes,
oh God,
yes.
take the heavy burdens off of her shoulders, oh God. You said to
yes,
cast
yes,
all
yes,
your
yes.
cares, all cares upon you, for you care for us. Lord, we ask you to speak. I know her to speak, oh God, as you speak through her, God.
Yes,
use her
yes.
tongue as the pen of a ready writer, oh God. God, open her spiritual
yes,
ears
yes,
that she
yes.
would hear from the throne room today. God, we are hungry, we are thirsty, and we are at your table. God, we are waiting for the
yes,
food to
yes,
come
yes,
to the
yes,
table.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you, oh God, to release, oh God, not just hot dogs or hamburgers, but Lord, we are looking for prime rib this morning, Lord God. We ask
Hallelujah.
You, Father God, to feed us, oh God, till we can't eat anymore, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you to touch those that are sick in their body, those that are sick in their minds. Oh, God, people are coming on the line even right now, God, with heavy burdens. God, we ask you to lift the burdens
yes.
off their shoulders right now.
Lord.
God, the weight is too heavy for us to carry, God. So, Lord, we ask you to take it off of us this morning, God. We ask you to touch the north wind, touch the south wind, touch the east wind, oh, God, and begin to carry the word as it goes, Lord. Take it, oh, God, to the farthest part of this of the nations, oh, God, into the hearts and souls of the people, God. The people, oh, God, are being, oh, God, deceived, oh, God, by the governments, oh, God, by the politicians, by the police department, by the fire department, oh, God, even by husbands and wives, they're being deceived, God, because they have not gotten to a place where they could touch the hem of your garment. Oh, Father, we ask today, God, Lord God, open the door, Lord God, and let them come in, oh, God. Oh, Father God, even as you knock, God, I pray that men and women would open the door, that you could come in and suck with them today, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, oh, God, to rain on us today. God, rain on us. We're not even carrying an umbrella today, Lord God. We are not carrying an umbrella because we want to feel your water. We want to feel
yes,
your your water on us today, God. So rain on us today. Rain on us, God. We are breaking up. We are breaking up the fallow ground right now, God. And we are seeking you. We are waiting on you, oh God, to rain righteousness upon us this morning. Rain it on us, God. Rain it on us, God. We are crying out, God. We are crying out. You said the more we cry, the more you'll hear. We are crying out this morning, God. We ask you to touch those that are suffering with cancer, Lord God. Those that are suffering with asthmatic problems, God. Those that are suffering, oh God, emphysema, Lord. Those that have eye problems and ear problems and neck problems and back problems. Every problem, Lord, I ask you to solve this morning because you are the problem solver, God. You are the light in the darkness, Lord. You are the way maker, Lord. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, we just bless you for coming into our atmosphere. Coming into our space, oh God, because you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in this God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome. We are so excited that you are in our presence, Lord God, for we are nothing without you, Lord God. We just thank you this morning for blessing the atmosphere, even the very air that we are breathing right now. Thank you for blessing it, Lord. Thank you for blessing someone wish that they could be here this morning to breathe the air that we are breathing, Lord, but you kept us, Lord. You kept us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you this morning, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name this morning, God. I bless you, Lord. Lord, I bless you, Lord. I don't have enough in me to praise you for all that you have done for me, all that you're doing for me, Lord. God, you're making ways there seem to be no way, Lord God. You are. Yes, Lord. You are doing it, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for Pastor James, Bishop James, Lord God. Thank you for, God, we thank you for Apostle Linda Washington, Lord. We thank you that your heart is healing properly, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're fixing every marrow in the joints of joints, Lord God. We thank you that every inflammation in every joint is moving right now, Lord. God, you're removing pain from her back, oh God, from her kidneys, from her liver, from her bladder, Lord God. You are fixing her up, oh God, for the battle that's before her. Lord, I thank you right now, God, for touching Sister Lulu. Lord God, I thank you for touching, oh God, Apostle Millie's sister. Lord, I ask you to strengthen her, God. She seemed to be weak in so many areas, but God, I ask you to strengthen her. Strengthen her, Lord. Most of all, I ask you to give her the encouragement that she needs, oh God, to fight, oh God. Tell God to take up the shield of faith, oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and have the belt of truth, oh God. Oh, have her feet shod with the gospel of peace. God, help her, oh God, to encourage herself, oh God. Help her, oh God, to pull away from the things that are holding her down, Lord God. Oh God, that she, that the healing can manifest in her body, God, because it's your desire that she would prosper and be in health, even as her soul prosper, Lord. I ask you, God, to touch her this morning, God. Touch her this morning, Lord. I rebuke the death angel this morning. I rebuke the death angel. I send him back to the pit of hell. Go back to the hell where you came from. You will not have this woman. Go back to hell where you came from in the name of Jesus. Now, woman of God, I feel like I've done what the Lord wanted me to do this morning. Now it's your chance to do, your turn to do what the Lord wants you to do. So come on in and let the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, oh my God, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Tiskaju, let him use you this morning because he's in the line. He's on the line already. I sense his presence. I tell you, I sense his presence, Apostle. I sense his presence. He's here with you. He's here with us. My God. So go on. I'm going on mute. You know, I can go on right there because I feel the presence of the Lord. So go on. Go on. Go on. I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to go on mute. Yes, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy of all praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just give honor to the Lord Jesus, who's the head of my life and whose spirit is dwelling in my body. To our Apostle David Callender and his wife, Nancy Callender, our Apostle Linda Washington and her husband, Bishop Jane Washington, our evangelist, Lula Roshana, this morning for being here. And anyone else is on the line that I don't know by name, God bless you this morning. I thank God again for opportunity. Hallelujah. To ask the apostle said for being the man of the living. Hallelujah. Oh, my sleep. I'm going to be coming from, my nine scriptures going to be coming from Luke, the second chapter. But right now, I want you to focus on Matthew 1:21. And I want to talk about the birth of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And let me go back to the one. And then I say what the Lord tells me to say. Okay, Matthew 1:21. Amen. If anybody can hear me, say something. Hello?
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, Apostle. Apostle,
okay.
Just stop there for a minute. Apostle, just stop there for a minute. Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Holy Spirit is so strong. I want to apologize to you and Sister Evangelist Lulu, okay, for not recognizing you the other day, last time you was on the line, because my mind was in so many different places. But that don't mean that I didn't recognize you in my spirit. So as I said to Apostle Washington, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head, okay? Because all the time I don't, my mind don't be moving that way. Because I see you, I hear you, and I feel you. You understand? So don't hold that against my heart. Hold it against my head. I just want to make that go, get that on recorded, that I'm humble enough to come and know when I make an error. Okay, I just want to get that recorded. So it's back in your hand. I'm going back home. God bless you.
God bless you too, Apostle Luke. I mean, Evangelist Lula, can you hear me?
I haven't heard her on the line.
Okay, then. Well, maybe. But anyway, I'm gonna go for.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start in Matthew's 1:21. And like I say, I go the way of the Lord. Matthew chapter 1:21 says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus." Jesus, I mean, he's our Savior. "For he shall save his people from their sins." And I'm going to go down to the third verse, then I'm going to stop. Okay, because I get there later, Isaiah. 22nd verse say, "And now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means interpret God with us." Okay, now I'm going to go to Luke. I want to mark this verse where my pen said. I can write it here. Isaiah 7:14. I come back to that. Okay, now I'm going to Luke, the second chapter in the 7th verse. And I already read, "And she," she Mary, the mother of Jesus, but I'm going to read the verse and say, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn." There was no room in the inn. And Jeremiah 41:17. You mean the Bible said, as it was on their journey to pay taxes, so after all this been done over and over, but the main thing, that our Savior, Jesus Christ, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes, and they laid him in a manger. and a manger was a trough, what we call, a place where they fed animals their food. Amen. And in the barn, it was not a good smelling place because it was all the animals was kept. But we talk about our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. He loved us so much. And God didn't know the way it was going to be. Gabriel spoke to me. Hallelujah. 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 So they didn't show me no love for the human state. You know, even today, every year, they make a bond, put a baby Jesus in it, but you ain't get the picture. This was the Son of the Living God. He came as a baby. He came low, low as any man wants to ever get. But the Bible says he grew that strong. He didn't stay a baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes people don't even think about Jesus until Christmas. Oh, and don't get me wrong, there's nothing with gift. Gift is beautiful. Hallelujah. Because the wise men brought Jesus' gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brought him gifts to him. And the light is beautiful. And nothing bad about a light because Jesus is the light. And as he grew, waxed strong, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit, and somebody said the Holy Ghost, this light that he had in us, he began to turn up. Hallelujah, about that light. And a light will shine in every dark place. Hallelujah. A light will put out every dark room, will the darkens out of the room. And I like to, you know, ride through different neighborhoods during the season. So many people have the yards, you know, decorated so beautiful, even on the top of the house. And I even the boy was riding through this neighborhood, just admiring the beautiful light. And the Lord spoke to me, the lights on top of the house and all around the house on the fence, but the heart, hey, glory, my. He said, Lord, it's not of him. And you know that stuff in the spirit. When I got on to the church house, I begin to tell them what the Lord spoke into my spirit. You know, some people got, you know, have a little funny look on the face. And some, well, ain't nothing the light. I said, I ain't said nothing about no lights. Not the evil. I said, the light was beautiful. I said, but people, they are got the mind twisted. They looking in a wrong focus. Because if they weren't looking in the wrong focus and they mind when we twist, it's, I still say nothing wrong with the light now, but they would try to get the light in them shining bright. Because light draws you. And if they get that light, I'm talking about the light of Jesus on the inside of them, it would draw somebody. It would let somebody see you have made a change in your life. Or from last year until now, somebody can say, oh, I've been watching her. Oh, she don't do things she used to do. Or she don't do some of the things she used to do. Let you know that the Lord is working up on that person's life. Amen. There's nothing wrong with the light. But I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Born through a virgin woman. And you know, sometimes we look at Mary, we all know we watch the mother Jesus. And you know, the thing go back. Hallelujah. Mary went through something, too, now. Mary went through something. Hey, I know Jesus is my Redeemer. I know he's my Savior. But you know, a young girl like that, that was young woman, they talk about that. And you know, they're cursing to death. But I thank God for for Joseph. Hallelujah. Thank God for Joseph. He was lied to me. He took the reason instead. But he was asleep. His angel told him, to take Mary for your wife, so that is with you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hit me in me. It's always the Holy Ghost. The morning is going to be in prayer. He took Mary. He took Mary. He used his wife and got married. But as they went on a journey, what was that? They had to go and pay taxes. They had to go and pay taxes. And you know, some people say, well, they probably made a little box, we call it a little box, or a back of something that the donkey could pull. But I don't think so. It's my opinion. I think she read. And the donkey sideways from the donkey. And that was telling Joseph to have the strap of the donkey. And they took an extra one. Hallelujah. But they had a long journey to go. My Bible said they had to go 80 miles. And you know, it was 80 miles, and this is going to call you, bro. But these people, they went on horses or not, I can't horse or nothing. I don't recall back in those days they had no wagons. Maybe they did. But they didn't feel. Now they got there because the Holy Spirit may have been their God Father guiding. Hallelujah. It's a loss in the scripture. The people would really take and meditate up on this. What about a chicken, a good bump? Make a baby come the same time? No. She cared for baby not enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm still as time went on, and we should be going to heaven. She didn't know where she was going to go. And a husband of hell, I always say, bring them doobly to everybody that in town came and take this thing to check the new rooms that they had in the rooms, whatever, they had got them all. And then Joseph went and knocked on the door. Hallelujah. And asked for a room because his wife was in the labor. And then he told him, no room in Egypt. There ain't no room in each. And he kept on saying, my wife is in labor. Put your head. I'm sure, you know, some people, after they were the rich mother, and then other men's on the poor leather. So, you know, he might have talked to like, well, I don't have anything. You know, he might have talked to him, well, I'm good, just when it's less encouraging. Who knows? And he said, there's no room in here. He said, I've got a barn out there. And I've got a stable out there. But Joseph didn't have no other choice. As the Holy Spirit was leading him, there was step of the way. They said, I'm telling you, the garments they had, he taken with them. And he spread it on the on this child, spread on the ground, hallelujah, and let Mary lay there, because she gave birth to Jesus, the Lord Jesus, the Son of the living God, and the Father. Hallelujah, and then laid him in a manger. And this baby, and after he said it,
excuse me, Apostle, you're going in and out.
going in and out.
Yeah.
But now I got the telephone right in my mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's just no good. But okay. Hello. Day.
Other than what you just said, you can't hear you. I don't know if you.
Oh my God, Lord.
What you're saying, oh my God, that you could hear you good right there.
But when you
start to minister, we can't understand it. So you just got to speak louder.
In front of my mouth.
Speak loud.
You hear me?
Speak loud like you're speaking now.
Okay. Singing after the baby Jesus was born, the three wise men, the star led them to where Jesus was. And we know the Bible said they brought him here because Jesus was the greatest baby that ever was born in this world. And he still is the greatest. And we can say, because we know him, he's not a baby no more. But we can say he is the greatest man that ever was born in this world. Amen. Now, as he was in the spirit, he began to go and begin to get about his father's business. And that's what we're going to do as today. And each and every day of our life, we supposed to talk about this Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The born of men. Today we're going to go and be born in a stable where the stinking animal. Well, amen. He came down low. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. He came down low. So, Lord, man, help. As Jesus said, Lord, I can't come to you because I'm so low. He came down low for the Lord's man as well as the highest man. But the man is, you just have room enough in your heart for him. Today, you have room enough in your heart for Jesus. Amen. He was laid. Clothes. Hallelujah. I look at swaddling clothes. It's torn. So we know who he was.
He was the Savior of the world. He was God.
And he begot his son. Amen. The Bible said he was. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and read some more. And I will talk some more. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, he said, this is the 8th verse. And there was in that same country shepherd abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. They watched over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came up on them. See, the angel came up on them. With the birth of the Lord, hallelujah, was announced. Amen. But rather came to the shepherds. And the glory of the Lord shine round about them. And they will shine, they were so afraid. Okay. And the 10th verse say, and the angel said unto them, fear not. But behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, which shall be to all peoples. God, but Jesus Christ brought us. He brought us to the world. He came to the world with good tidings and joy. He gave us joy, unspeakable joy, of glory. Hallelujah. He came to be
you're going out of come back in. Come back in.
Come back in. I don't know. Jesus. I'm not even moving. Just to save the phone. Okay?
It's okay. It's
can you hear me?
Yeah. I think
all right.
You know, with the spirit moving, I think your face is kind of moving back and forth a little.
I'm staying at the best. Okay.
All right, praise God.
Pastor Millie, you got to get one place in the house where you have a good signal. It seems like you're losing the signal when you're moving around or something.
No, I'm not moving.
You're not moving?
No,
you're going out.
The bed.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, God, this thing. Jesus, you out here? Hello?
Yeah, continue. Sound good there.
We can hear you
continue,
now.
Pastor. You sound good
right
there. You sound good right there.
This is what I'm saying.
It may be just your microphone. Maybe just your microphone or the atmosphere or something. The signal is going in and out, you know. But anyway, continue to do what the Lord says.
Pastor, she might have to turn her speaker off. She may be talking on her phone. She might have to get in another part of the house or somewhere where she get a better signal, like you said, or she may have to turn her speaker off.
Praise you, God. George, thank you. Jesus Christ, God. Thank you.
Sounds like it could be a real good message she's ministering to.
Amen. God, Jesus.
You gotta know when you're talking about Jesus, you're going to get attacked. And the enemy don't want that message to go forth. Because you're talking about
Amen.
Jesus.
That's right. That's right. It is a good message. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We got her back now.
Okay.
We can hear you really good.
Okay.
Everyone else here now?
Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, let me cut the hello?
Hello?
Now, what's wrong with this? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you really good.
Okay. I'm talking about the birth of Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about when the time came for Mary to deliver him, there was no room in the inn. Amen. And it's as we look around today, we find so many still don't have no rooms in the inn. After all the things he have done for us, through us, amen, how he made the way for us. He just stayed a little baby. But every year, like I say, they want to put him back in the crib, in the stall. Uh-uh. He wants you to put him in your heart. He wants you to abide by his word. Hallelujah. He wants you to lift him up. Hallelujah. He wants you to tell the world that you got room for Jesus. Huh? People go on their job. Some of them work 8 hours or 10 hours a day. I mean, that's good. Because he said in his word, for man don't work, won't eat. But he still said, you ought to have room for Jesus. I said, you ought to have some room for Jesus. I'm asking you today, do you have room for Jesus? Hallelujah. If he been your way maker, can you say, thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank him for being my savior. Thank him for being my lily of my valley and my bright and morning star. I want to thank him that when I heard of his name, hallelujah, I made room in my heart for Jesus. Everything that Lily was hanging on to, and Lily began to lay it down. Hallelujah. And when there were things that were too strong for me, I thought to lay down. Oh, I went to the apostles. I went to the elder, and I said, pray for me. Hallelujah, because I want this Jesus. Hallelujah. Not one line. I want this Jesus. I have to lay down. Hallelujah. And you know, people had all these rules and stuff out. I said, put off your pants. You got to stop dancing. Well, I left my pants and I left my dancing. But I tell you the truth. As a pants, you can go back and dance. I went back over to my elder house and she said, you can dance, Millie. And I said, I can. She said, but you want to change partners. I said, oh, that's easy to do. She said, dance with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I began to, when I praise God, I began to give God praise. I began to give him thanks. Hallelujah. I'm talking about if you made room for Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a made way maker for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll open up doors that no man can close. Hallelujah. He can do marvelous things in your life if you only make room for Jesus. Stop every year running back. It's all about Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. All about the light, but your life is darkness because sin is still abiding in your life. And even so, after he stayed here, after he did miracles, after he opened blind men's eyes, he made the lame walk. He made the deaf hear. He made the dumb talk, and he just kept on doing miracles and letting the people know that he was the only one, the great I am, hallelujah, the chief cornerstone, hallelujah, ooh, the bishop of my mighty Sunday call, the bishop of my soul. He is the only one. He's not a baby no more, but he's our Savior, hallelujah. He's our soon-coming King, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God knowing that he was born. He was born to let us know we got to be born again. Yeah. Everything he done, if you go back and just look at step by step, we have to go step by step, he did. Hallelujah. I still said, men don't want to be knocked low. Hey, they don't want to be knocked low. I used to build in a church and people would be praying for people to receive the Holy Ghost. And I know, you know, some people seem like they was pushing people down. And I know some are just churching. Because I don't believe in all that pushing down. Because the Holy Ghost going to do what he's going to do. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost speaks for himself. But anyway, those people at that, listen, ooh, they didn't want to give them the flow. They didn't want to give them the flow. They were just trying to get up the flow. They were like, they were rocking with the flow. And I said, Lord, what's going on? They said, man, I don't want to hit the flow. I said, well, come to Jesus. I hit all the flow I can hit. As long as he comes down here in my heart, hallelujah. But I know each thing for a different person. Everybody likes a different thing. But I'm talking about we got Jesus, a risen Savior. Hallelujah. He's not a baby no more. I know it was set aside. Hallelujah. He was born. Hallelujah. Oh, I praise God that he was born. I thank God he was born. And if he wasn't born, we would have no hope. And I'm so glad that God, the Lord, found favor in Mary. Hallelujah. Can he find favor in you? Can he look down on the earth and find favor and say, oh, this is my son, this is my daughter, going through this and going through that. But they still is on the road. I'm talking about on the road of Christ. But people have put him aside. Hallelujah. They don't need him no more. Because they want to decorate their yard pretty. Decorate their house pretty. For someone to come in and brag on the beautiful Christmas arrangement. I still say there's nothing bad about it. I love to see beautiful things too. But get the real meaning in your heart. Hallelujah. Get the real meaning about Jesus in your heart.
Yes.
And ask yourself, do you have room for him? Ask yourself. It's a personal thing, hallelujah. The Bible says he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. He came. He didn't have to come, but he did. And I'm so glad he came. Hallelujah. And everybody that been born, truly born again, and had a true experience with God, a supernatural experience with God, they can tell the world too. I am so glad that he came. Hallelujah. He came to set man free. Hallelujah. Man bound all up, and there are some still bound up in sin, but he brought them out of bondage. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He opened prison doors and let them out. Hallelujah. He is a deliverer. He is a deliverer. So Isaiah said he's a deliverer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything that the word of God says, and we trace it down through line back into the word of God, is all asked up about Jesus. All about Jesus. I mean, you can go from Genesis to Revelation. And when you get through, it's going to lead you, hallelujah, on that straight and narrow road, Jesus. I'm talking about the birth of him. And there had not never been, neither would it ever be. Nobody greater than Jesus. Nobody greater than Jesus. I don't care what kind of university they go to. I don't care what kind of degree they get. There's not greater than Jesus. Hallelujah. No will. Never will. Hallelujah. And the word of God went on to say, hallelujah. He said, glory of the Lord. Glory of the Lord shine round about them. And they was afraid. They was afraid. Hallelujah. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, great joy, which shall be to all people. See, God did this for all people. He didn't just do this for just Mary and Joseph and her family. He did it for all men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we can't say as the Bible said, for unto us, I bring you good tidings, a great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He was Christ the Lord. And he was king and he was savior. Because that's the word God said. He all of it. He was all. You want to say he was both. He's king of kings and lord of lords. And you know he's the savior. Hallelujah. The savior of the world. And he said, and this shall be a sign unto you. Shall find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. See, they found him there. That's why they could testify. This was a true sin. This ain't a story that somebody thought of. Hallelujah. Everything that the angel had spoken and everything the wise men were concerned about, God showed them the star and led them to baby Jesus. It said, and serving their words with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, they praise God. See, that's what Jesus wants to do now. He wants us to praise God. People don't want to praise God. People don't want to give God no praise. But they want to say, I'm saved. I've been born again. But the Bible said they praise God. Everything this Bible says man's supposed to be doing it today. And if he didn't want us to praise him, he wouldn't put it in his word. He wouldn't put it in his word. Hallelujah. We're supposed to praise God. And when you praise God, when you can say, bless God. Bless his name. That's another praise of God. Praise God. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And then he went on to say, he said, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Glory to God. And we ought to give him glory. Amen. We ought to give him glory. So many people, I guess they shamefaced, too embarrassed, they're on their mouth when it comes to Jesus. But, you know, I ain't put nobody down for the ball because I have watched a ball game. I don't watch a merch now, but I have. But they're on their mouth wide for the ball game. Amen. They can open their mouth wide for the ball game. Any other activity that they like, any party they go to, man, for them, they got yucca, whatever else they got, man, you can hear a lot of people talking. And then you look at them when they come around, some of the church people or go to the house of prayer, they will not open their mouth. And I said, I don't understand it. If you open your mouth out there hollering, but somebody that ain't got power to raise a fly up and heal a net, and you in the house of God, and you ain't got enough of power to thank you, Jesus, it's time that we're approaching the new year. Somebody is going to make it over, but those that make it over, you need to look back in your life and say, God, I'm going to praise you this year more than I ever praised you. Hallelujah. Because you're waking me up. Some people are still walking around here asleep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm asking you, do you have time for Jesus? If you don't have time for him, you need to make time for him. Hallelujah. Because he made time for us. He made time for us when he went to that cross. Hallelujah. When he went to that cross. Hallelujah. Shed his blood. Hallelujah. Hung from that name to the sixth hour until he saved us. Yes. But we still, and I use the word we, but I know where I stand, but so many people in the world still don't have time for Jesus. And they don't want to make time for Jesus. Some say, I don't have to have Jesus. I can live any kind of way I want to live. Well, I stopped by to tell you, you can't live any kind of way you want to live and go back with him when he comes. Because if you can live any kind of way, he wouldn't gave men a choice. He wouldn't even worry about giving you a choice or giving you a way to escape. So you can't live any kind of way to Jesus. Amen. But if you live the right way, you will see him. And if you live the wrong way, hell, you will lift your eyes. So many people don't want to talk about hell. They just want to push hell aside. They say, God don't mind you doing this, and God don't mind you doing this. I read in my Bible where he said, be holy. He was a holy baby. He came here holy. And if Jesus was holy, what about me? And what about you? And if he's unholy, Oh, the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit. Well, help him look around and find a virgin woman. He could have got anything, but he wasn't going to have anything for his son, for his only begotten son, only begotten son. Hallelujah. So it's holiness. Repent, repent, and be baptized. Hallelujah. Always through the word of God is just good stuff for his people. Good stuff. Good things he left behind. All we do is reach and get it. He has spread a table before us and everything we need. Hallelujah. It's on that table. Some people done came to a point where, you know, they can kind of pick and, you know, pick out what they need, but some have to go from one end to another. That's all right. Got it there for you. He spread it. Oh, the feast of God is going on. We need to take this time. It's our heart to make room for Jesus. Make room for Jesus. Don't forget he made room for us. Each and every day he making room for us. Hallelujah. He whoops us every day. He has his angel encamped about us every day to watch us and to keep us, to protect us. People have got to a moment, so much happened, so much still happened. Oh, when the Bible is really struck and when it started hitting some hearts, you know, when it first hit out, it was they hurt, hurt somebody. And when it started taking so many hours, started hitting some hard, some people want to make a change. Some did make a change. And God, some still lifting him up. Now, it's been to hit again. It's already in here. But I'm saying it's been to hit again. And do you think he's going to continue to wait? Do you think he's going to continue to wait? You know, I remember I used to pray this prayer. I said, Father, I said, hold back your wrath. I said, hold back your wrath. Let us witness some more. Some more you get saved. Hold back your wrath. God been good to us. Storms after storms took so many out. Destroyed so many things. But somebody didn't have room for Jesus. Somebody did have room for him too. Somebody still got room for him. And if you today, you know you've been born again, you always say, God, I give you the praise. Hallelujah, that I heard your word one day and I hardened not my heart. I made room for you. Hallelujah. My schedule was real hard. I'm going to say that I used the word hard. I mean, I had so much on my schedule that I thought I didn't have room for nothing. But, baby, I made room. I began to stress some things. Stress this for a bit. Stress this for a bit. Stress that for a bit. And if I had enough room for him to come on in, and when he came on in, he began to move everything that was not like him. Hallelujah. It's time that we make room for Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, the preacher began to preach every year and talk about when Joseph took his life. He said, there's no room in the inn. Oh, that hit my heart. No room in the inn. Don't let it be like that anymore in your life. Whoever you may be, as far as my voice can go, don't let it be that way anymore. Repent and come to Jesus. Tell God, be sorry for the sins you have made. Take your use you for his glory. And God will. Let us hold his name up high. Because he said if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Hallelujah. He will draw all men unto him.
Yes,
hallelujah. I'm talking about the birth of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's not a little baby. Like I said, he's not a little baby. I know he did all that to let us know and where we at now. See, I ain't going back putting him in that manger, but in that trough. It's in a manger, wrapped him up. Mm-hmm. The animal. Now, if Jesus did that, allowed God, allowed that for his son, and then he allowed his son to hang up on that cross and shed his blood, that we may have a right to the tree of life. How much more should you ask for? You shouldn't ask for nothing. You should give him some thanks. You should give him some thanks. People taking each day of their life, some of it take it for granted. Keep on waiting to tomorrow. I'll get it right. And tomorrow, somebody ain't going to see tomorrow. You say today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. It's time, people. It's time, people, that we get sincere. We cannot make it. We can't make it in this world without him. I don't care how hard you try. Hallelujah. I don't care what big jobs you have, making big money. I said, you can't make it without Jesus. It's going to take Jesus. So many people are going through so much in this world. Hallelujah. And they wouldn't be where they at today if they wouldn't have prayed and had Jesus. And I know they can testify and say, I am so glad that I made room. I made room in my heart for him. Hallelujah. Because if I wouldn't have made room, I couldn't go through the things I have went through in life because I made room to Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank him for being my burden bearer. Thank you, Jesus, my heavy Lord carrier. Thank him for watching me one day, watching my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. For renewing me a clean mind. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, because God is a good God. Truly, he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And don't take another day as a holiday or Christmas or Easter just for granted. Just keep on trying to put him back there. Hey, glory be to God. You put him in, he was born. He was born in a stable and wrapped in a manger. Hallelujah. He was born in where the animal was. And then, man, I tell you the truth, they got the thing so twisted. And then Easter, they turn around, twist him up on the egg. Good God Almighty. Now, God knows better than that. And the one said it should have known better than that. Easter ain't got nothing to do with no age. We got something to do with the resurrection Savior. And we ought to thank God that we got a resurrection Savior. My Savior already been resurrected. And they really do the same thing too. Mm-hmm. They want to put him back in the grave. But I'm so glad he was resurrected me a long time ago. And he was resurrected in you. And he got up in your heart a long time ago. Hallelujah. He was resurrected today in somebody's heart today. Because the day that he come into that individual heart, he's been resurrected in that person. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But I just praise God. I just praise God for the birth of Jesus. I thank God for him being good to me. Hallelujah. Better to me than I ever can be to myself. Amen. Bringing me from such a long way. Hallelujah. A mighty long way. Strengthen me. Going through dealing with things that I have to deal with.
Yes.
I thank you for the strength. Because it's left to me. I can do it. I can do it. Because sometimes, to be honest with you, with him, sometimes I feel like I'm going to fall, but I can call upon that name because I know the power upon that name. And when I get like that, answer call upon his name. I tell you, he come to feel about me. He comes and let me feel his presence. Let me feel his presence. Let me feel his presence. Ooh, Jesus. Let me feel his presence. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, be so good to us. Oh, God, be so good to all of us. And those out here that been taking him for granted, stop taking him for granted. We need to love upon him now, because he's loving up on us every day. We need to love upon him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He came. I said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And we are supposed to be in a seeking, in a seeking way now. Continue to seek for higher heights and deeper depth. We supposed to be continue lifting up somebody. Somebody going through some things they don't know how to come out of. But I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. God will put somebody in your pathway. Sometimes they say one word. It just bless your heart. Sometimes you might don't have the time for a decent conversation, but they say enough, it will lift your heart, will guide you to the cross, let you know that you need is in you find out in the cross, and that's in Jesus, what he did for us. But we got time for everything, but we don't have time for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just praise God for keeping me. I praise God for Black Talk Radio, Apostle Calendar, his family, Apostle Washington and her family, Bishop Jane, their entire family. I praise them for praying for me as I'm going through. I lost two family members, and I don't like this. I'm going to talk like Jesus wants me to talk. I'm going to send my sisters well. Although God knows, but I say he wish he will. I say she will because Jesus said, by his stripes, she'll heal. But I ask God to give me strength. It's not an easy journey. But I ask God to give me strength. And I thank God for y'all prayers. I thank God. God knows God, thank you. Because sometimes we're so rough, I thought I really wasn't going to make it. But God gave me strength. And I said, Lord, somebody praying for me. Somebody praying for me. And I thank God for that. I thank God for this opportunity. My sister got to have surgery on the 27th. I'm asking for prayer for her, and I'm asking God to just let everything be well so I can come back full time on Block Talk, because truly I have missed my friends, my family, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. And I thank God. I just thank God. I just thank God. Y'all just don't know. I thank God. I thank God that he has given me a family, a true family that love, a family that will pray for you, because we all need prayer. And I hope there is nobody, but I know there is somebody in the world, they so high-minded, they think they don't need prayer, they think they got it all. But Lord, I always going to need prayer. Because your words are pray without ceasing. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. For your virgin birth. I thank you. That my Jesus came through a virgin. He came from a virgin.
He
to came from a virgin. So if Jesus came through a virgin, let me know I can live a clean life. And we got to be virgin too. Hallelujah. People got everything twisted up now. We need to go back into the Word. We need to put some time in the Word. We need to ask God some questions. Mm-hmm. If you ain't got no pastor around you nowhere, I don't know now that you could call them, ask a question, but I know a lot of these pastors don't want you to call them and ask them nothing about the Word. But that's just them and their God. But if you got a pastor, you ask the pastor, what do this mean? If you can't get in touch with the pastor, I know a man you always get in touch with, his mind is never busy. His mind is never disconnected. Mm-hmm. So you ask Jesus, you ask him what he means, he will show it to you. He will reveal, or he'll send somebody. He'll send somebody. Amen. Come in your pathway. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you right now. I thank you for being so good. Thank you for being so good. Thank you. Thank you for filling my soul with the precious Holy Ghost and knowing that I have to live right, because that's what it's all about, living this right way of holiness. And there ain't but one way, and that's that right way. Amen. Clean word. Mm-hmm. Holiness, clean. And I ain't gonna, it ain't no halfway. I said holiness is a clean life. That's why Jesus was born through that clean woman. No filth. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this opportunity. When the next time God bless me, I will have more. And I thank God for our apostle, Alana, to come, amen, to share whatever God put in our heart to do. And right now I'm going to turn back in the hands of Pastor Lubner. Is she still, Pastor Callum, is she still, Washington, or whoever on the line? Pastor Lubner?
I'm here, but I have to go to the doctor. But
okay.
Pastor Callum is out there.
Okay.
He's on the line. He's there.
Okay, but then you just want me to open the line up, and then will your husband be there for
prayer salvation?
Well, okay, tell him he can come on and do it now.
I'm going to be getting out of here.
Okay, baby.
I will listen to the message some more later.
Okay, baby.
And, if I have time, I'll do a comment.
Who is that talking? Hello? Hello?
I'm here, Apostle.
Okay, okay. You want to go ahead with the prayer of salvation, because the apostle is busy.
Yes.
I got my shawl to wrap up in it.
Linda, close your line, babe. All right. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, it's okay.
Now. All right. For those who have not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, here is your opportunity. And not to be gruesome, it may be your last opportunity, because we don't know when the Lord will require our souls. So please, I urge you, please accept Jesus as your Savior today. If you, hold on, please. I urge you to please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. As I said, no one knows when the Lord will require our souls. And for all the brothers and sisters who have stepped to the right or to the left and gotten off the track, you know, to salvation, get back on. Rededicate your life to Christ Jesus and stay on the track. Stay on the narrow road. Stay on the broad road. The broad road leads to very, very bad, narrow paths. So you don't want to do
Amen.
That.
Amen. That's right.
No. If you go to the book of Romans and at chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, it clearly states how you are to be baptized. That's your next step. And if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I said, in the confession, which says, I'm sorry, that is in Romans chapter 8, it says, but what does it say? In verse 8, it says, but what does it say? See, the word is near you. It's in your mouth, which means you must speak it out loud. Enemy cannot read your thoughts. He cannot read your thoughts. He can inject them, but he can't read them. Now, you believe that Jesus died for your sins and that he went to Calvary on our behalf. He suffered and died in our place. This is the reason that God sent us to be an atonement for us. So if you believe that Jesus died for our sins and iniquities and that God raised him from the dead and truly believe it, say it out loud. I believe, Jesus, that you died for my sins and that the Father God in heaven has raised you from the dead. And now I am clean. I am whole. Hallelujah.
Yes.
With you, Jesus. I confess you as my Savior. Now, your slate is clean. No matter what sins you may have committed prior to making this confession, you're clean. You're sin-free, new creature in Christ. Congratulations. Now, your next step is baptism, which is the outward sign that we make to let everyone know that we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And the, invite anyone who you will to your baptism. Whenever you're going to be baptized, invite a stranger on the street, co-workers, family members, friends, even enemies. So invite them. By doing so, if anyone or all receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, those souls will be accredited to your account in heaven. You'll get a jewel in your crown for every soul that accepted Jesus upon a request from you to come to a baptism. And I want to know that you'll be rewarded for that because you are an ambassador. You know, anytime, even after you've been baptized, you see people on the street, ask them, do you know about Jesus? Or do you know Jesus? There's a difference. A lot of people know Jesus. Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah, he's the Lord and Savior. They know him, but they don't know about him. Teach him what you can. Get a Bible. Read your scriptures daily. Take your time. Chew on the scripture. Ask the Holy Spirit. Let me digest this, Holy Spirit. Let me see exactly what you're saying here. And believe me, he will open it up to you. You will be more learned every time you read a scripture. You can read it over and over, and every time you go back to the same scripture, you're going to find something else that the Holy Spirit's going to reveal to you because he's ever teaching, and we're ever learning because we don't know it all. We don't know it all. We'll never know it all. Until we get that glorified body in heaven, you know, we won't know everything God wants us to know, but he'll teach you.
Amen.
So God bless each and every one of you. Be safe. Have happy holidays. And remember, Jesus is the reason for this season.
Amen.
Not about all those Christmas gifts that we get, because he is our Christmas gift and our
That's
salvation.
Right.
Best gift we could ever get.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, God bless everyone. And it's back to you, Apostle Calendar. If you're out there, sir. If not.
Amen. I'm here. I'm here.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No, I know you were busy.
And thank you for. Thank you. Thank you. Hold on a minute, Apostle. Thank you for the Word, what a word. We thank God for that. We ask, Father, we ask that your blessings be upon this woman of God even right now. Lord, you heard her request. Lord, she said to make your petitions clear unto the Lord. So, Father, she asked for her strength to be strengthened, O God, even in the loss and losing of her family members. Lord, we send out condolence to her. Lord, we ask you to strengthen her, empower her to stand flat-footed on your word, in your spirit, O God, knowing that you are her helper. You are her supplier, O God. Lord, we thank you for allowing her to release the word that she has released today, even though there were so many electronic distractions. Father, we ask that you strengthen her right now, Lord God. Lord, you hold up her arms like they hold up Moses' arm, oh God. Hold up her arms, oh God, that she'll know that you are her helper. You are her keeper, oh God. You are her shield and her buckler, Lord God. God, that the battle is not hers, but it's yours. You will fight for her, God. Lord, even as the family went home to be with you, God, give us strength to stand, knowing that they're in a better place, Lord. They no longer have any more sorrow, no more pain. Don't have to worry about any bills or anything, Lord. God, I just ask today, God, that even as this word went forth, I was just elated, Lord. I thank you. Thank you so much. I thank you, Apostle, for the word. One thing, I mean, you said so much, but one, you know, I just take one word from the Lord to draw you closer, but one word that I took, and I took it as one word. You said, have you made room for the Lord? That was so powerful. I mean, that was the sermon right there. You could just stay right there. That was the sermon right there. I mean, you're talking about Jesus' birth, but you could stay right there. Have you made room? Because a lot of people are, and you said that a lot of people are doing this and doing that, but they have not made room for Jesus. They have not opened their hearts to allow him to come on in. And I said, wow, that is powerful. Glory to God. We have, all of us, sometimes we get so busy about the world doing this and doing that we forget to make room for Jesus in every area of our life, whatever we are doing, wherever we are going, make room for him. So I just thank God, ask God to bless you, continue to bless you, continue to know that this room here on Blog Talk Radio for you, that we not going to let you go in the way. We got you inside wrapped in and sealed, part of Blog Talk family. And no matter what the devil say or devil do, you're a part of us. And we love you. We love you from the center of our heart. From the center of our hearts, we love you. And thank you so much for the word. Thank you for the word. It's a blessing to me. And like Apostle said, I got to go back tonight and lay down. When I lay in my bed, I put my headphones on, and I really then soak in the word. You know, then you get it. I get it better because there's no distraction. And I can just listen and soak it up like a sponge. That was such a powerful, anointed word. Glory to God. I pray that the people had ears to hear what God was saying, you know. And even to even examine our own hearts, not just mine, because this was for everybody.
Right.
Examine our own hearts. See if we really made room for Christ. If we really made room for Christ. I mean, examine. Because sometimes you're going, going. You know, we in the microwave age. Everything, before you get a cell phone, and before the cell phone even lost the shine, they send you another ad and say they got another new cell phone now. You get a TV, before the TV just get breaking in good, they got another one and say, well, this is much better than the one you bought 6 months ago. You know, they keep you moving all the time. So you said they want to keep up with the Joneses, and they want to keep up with the style, a new dress, new shoes, new suits, and you forget. Yeah, all that stuff don't draw you closer to Jesus. As a matter of fact, it pulls you away from Jesus. You know, you're trying to make more time to get more stuff, and God wants us to make room for him. So we can, once we make room for him, he coming, and we don't have to worry. Just focus on him, because he take away the worry. I buy this new stuff, you buy that next stuff, then you got to worry after you're going to have all the money. All the money you need to pay the bills, if you had the money to pay the bills to put gas in the car, if you can still be able to put food on the table because you're trying to get all this stuff, buy all this stuff, and then you don't have the room for Christ. Christ
That's
is not,
right now.
Stop thinking about all those stuff. Focus on me.
That's the truth.
Look and see how the
That's
world
the
is
truth.
Going. You can't even go to the store now without looking over your shoulder. You got to keep looking over the left and over the right.
because you don't know who's going to come behind you and stab you in your back, because somebody initiating, they're going to take a life to initiate, to be part of a gang. You've got to always be watching. That's the light, the world that we're in. But when you have made room for Christ, you don't have to keep looking back and looking this and looking that, because you know he covers you in the back and he covers you in the front,
that's
and the side, the top and the bottom. He's protecting us. So, woman of God, I thank you. We love you. We love you so much.
And
glad that you're here. Very so sorry to hear about your family. You know, when I heard that, I said, let you know that you have our condolences. You know, it's not easy to lose a family member. I was just talking to somebody, and I went to look at a job, and I was talking to some lady, and she was saying how her aunt had crossover. And I was sick. She said, well, she was so sick. And I said, well, you know, my daughter crossover was 38 years old. And as I was telling her that, I broke out in tears. I just broke out in tears, you know, because, you know, you never get over. You never get over losing a family member, especially a child. You never get over.
That's true.
So, but when we have Jesus, when we have Jesus in our heart, and we have made room for him, know that he come to save, seeking to save that which is lost, and we allow him to enter into our hearts, we can go on and bear the pain, because we are not bearing it alone. We are not carrying the load alone.
Amen.
He's carrying the heaviest part of the load, So thank you so much. The line is open so much for anyone that wants to come on in and encourage the woman of God. She's part of us. Come on in.
I thank you, Apostle.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome, Apostle.
Thank you, Apostle. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
All of our family. Surely we are all family. Glory be to God. And I thank God that I'm on the line this morning. I have something to do, but we must make room, not in our heart and also in our schedules, for God.
Amen.
Not put God on the side for anything. Hallelujah. He must be our top priority. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for this word. It was beautiful. Every time we preach about the word of God, it's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Say Jesus is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful, because he is an awesome wonder. And so that's wonderful, my God. And when we mention his name, anytime we mention his name in prayer, just lifting him up and praising and worshiping God, it's a beautiful thing, because when we really and truly worship God with our lives,
that is the most
beautiful thing we can do, to honor God.
Amen. So
absolutely worship him with our entire life. And
amen.
Everything we say and do, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. And when we worship him according to his word, we're worshiping him in truth. Amen.
Amen.
God, that the truth, the way and the life came, and how he came and he was born and was placed in a manger, like you said. And it was a lowly way to come. He came lowly, the Bible said.
Amen.
Way to come. He came lowly to resurrect the lowest of us, the lowly was us. Because we were born in sin, and we needed the Savior. But the thing that Apostle mentioned, the thing that I was going to say, he kind of took my comment a little bit. But you know, we're feeling that we got to make room for the Lord. And also, the Bible says that we must make, that our gifts will make room for us. Well, his gift made room for us to come into the kingdom. The gift of salvation, the gift of resurrection life, his gift came in and made room for us to come in to the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. And our gift should make room. He'll make room for us. Our gifts will make room for us. And I'm saying that because the best gift we can give to anybody is the gift of salvation, that salvation prayer. The best gift that we could ever receive is salvation life. That's the best gift that we will ever be able, we will ever have. It's the best, the most beautiful gift that God has given his son. He gave his only son. And you mentioned the beauty. People put the lights up and they have the house all decorated. But are we decorated in the spirit? Are we dressed up in the spirit? Are we looking beautiful? Are we saved? Our light shining? Is our light shining? You mentioned that about the lights. We got to have our light shining. Amen.
It jumped
out. We're back. It had cut off. We're back. But here's the thing. She mentioned the light, and that's what I want to comment on, the light. Jesus came, and he's the light of the world. There is no beautiful light than the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if we have the light in us, our light is always going to shine. Amen.
Amen.
Out just for the Christmas season, but we got to have our light on all the time. Glory to God.
That's right. That's right.
Have our light shining, and it's so beautiful to have the light shining for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen. All those other lights really don't matter, because see, we put everything else before God.
Amen.
Christmas season, many people don't realize the reason for the season, and that reason is to give our gifts, not just material things, but the reason for the season is Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with material things at all.
Amen.
Honor
Amen.
Him. Worship him. We must teach about him. Glory be to God. And here's the thing about that, the beautiful things that they put in their houses and all around outside. And now it's gotten to be a competition. Now it's gotten like it's a competition. They even have in some neighborhoods where we used to live, they gave out prizes for the one who had the best decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And they made this thing where you're gonna win you can win the first, second, and third prize.
Mm-hmm.
Got the best decorations, but you know we have taken the real reason. It's been taken out.
I don't see
that. But it has become a businessman's day. When all this money is being spent, and some folks who don't have the money are depressed because they don't have money to buy gifts. And
that's right.
That way, because we're supposed to be the gift.
Amen. Amen.
They share.
Mm-hmm.
Have gifts that the Lord has given us. And we should give, number one, we should give them, always be ready and willing to give the gift of salvation through prayer and praying with people to become saved. That's
Amen.
And the other gift we should always give is love.
That's right.
The gift of love. Jesus came because he loved. God loved the world so much he gave his only begotten son.
That's right.
Love. Amen. So
Amen.
Love. That's one of the greatest gifts we could give, is that love, that care that we have for people. And the gift that's inside of us, we must give it. Whatever those gifts are, many of us are multi-talented, and we have several gifts to give. Well, we should give those gifts, but the main one is the gift of love, and love the Lord. Love our God with all our heart, all our mind, and all of our soul. We should love the Lord. And when we can love the Lord, we're going to love other folks, whether they're nice or not. Whether
Amen.
Or not, whether they even like us or not.
That's true.
Love people. We are going to even love the stranger. We're going to love those who are enemies to us. We're going to love because it's a gift.
Amen.
God has put in our heart. And we're not going to hate anybody because of those gifts, because
That's
of true. What Savior gave, because of what he sacrificed. Amen. So no matter what, let's just give our love. Let's give our friendship. Let's be the best friend we can be. Let's be the best person we can be for the Lord. Hallelujah.
And yes, Lord.
That. So when you mentioned about all the lights and how beautiful it is, I thought about my beautiful Savior. My Savior is more beautiful than all the lights, more beautiful than all the beauty in the word, in the world. He's the beauty of holiness.
Yes, Hallelujah. He is.
There is no beauty like Jesus. Glory be to God. There is no light more beautiful than the light of the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let our light. Let our light shine everywhere we go. It's a gift that we have that's been put. Hallelujah. Be the best mother you can be. Be the best grandmother, the best family member, the best
That's right.
Give those gifts, which is more important than unwrapping something in a box. Or taking something out of bag. Now, ain't nothing wrong with gifts now, because I receive gifts all the time. But the main gifts
are the gifts that our Lord has given us. The gifts of righteousness, the gifts of justification, my God, revelation, elevation, all of these God has given to us when we follow him, when we follow the Lord, hallelujah, and we make him our number one. When we're all in it to win it, amen? Like I said before, you can't be a cop-out. You can't be a drop-out. We got to be all in. Hallelujah. God wants our whole heart. So give the Lord your heart. And that's what Apostle, that's what Bishop was saying. Got to give ourselves to the Lord through salvation. And when we do that, we can give people the greatest gift. Because you know what? Then we'll really, truly know how to love. We'll know how to love. And we can be through Jesus Christ. What a gift. These are the gifts that we need to give people, ourselves. Give of ourselves. She said she never bought gifts for wrong folks. She didn't buy. Every now and then she bought something special. You know, every now and then she bought somebody an iPhone. It was never on because she didn't believe in all of that. So she said, give of yourself. She would tell us, I have me. I'm your gift. I'm giving you me. I'm giving you all of me. That's my gift. That's my gift to you. Amen. And living life to the Lord. That's the gift. That's the gift she gave. Glory be to God. So that's what I want to say. I put out here. But it hit me. It hit me, and also about making room. It hit me. You got to make room. Make room for your dad. Make room for your Lord. Watch your life just be so beautiful in Jesus. Even though we have troubles and sickness and all kinds of things, it's just beautiful to know the Lord because he's a beautiful, beautiful Savior. Hallelujah. Isn't it beautiful to have someone to care for you all the time? Someone to love like nobody else can love you. To know that he's got your back, to know he is your way, he is your truth, he is your life. Isn't that beautiful? To know that Christ will give you what no man could ever give. No man could ever give us what Jesus gave us. It was only one of us. Glory be to God. And thank God we got it. Amen. For the word, it was spoken so beautifully. Hallelujah. And I'll go back and listen because I know there's more. I will go back and listen later like I always do. I listen to the word every night, Block Talk every night is how I go to sleep. And then while I'm sleeping, I like to have it piping through, not just Block Talk, but I listen to sermons as well, you know. But most of the time, it's just Block Talk. But anyway, thank God for all of you on the line. And thank God I was able to. That you finished and you're finished now. So I'm about to get out. I'm about to get out of here in about 10 or 15 minutes, but I thank God I was able to hear the word. Amen.
Amen.
Love you so much, and I thank God you were able to come on. And I thank God for everybody that's on this line today. I love you all. Glory to
God. Amen.
Amen. My husband love you all.
Amen.
Love of God. Amen. And we love everybody.
Yes, Lord.
We will be praying for everybody like we always do. We will continue to pray for all of our families, our friends. So we thank God for all of our divine connections. What a gift. What a gift you all are to us. Amen.
Amen.
Better than diamonds, better than pearls, better than wealth in the world is to have those to love. Amen. To love and to give us these kind of sermons about Christ.
Christ.
He's no longer in that manger.
Don't know, man.
Not there anymore. And they're still putting the nativity and all that out. They got Santa Claus. All of this going on has nothing to do with Jesus.
That's right.
Nothing. The gift giving. Gift giving, but the gift is giving him.
Yes.
Hallelujah, given of ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to share. And also, I like to say that that Bishop is doing much better.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
So much better because of what God is doing. How wonderful it is how God touches us. Amen.
Amen.
the miracles that he does, the healings that he does, the my God, destroy folks and all of that. God's gifts keep on giving. Amen.
Amen.
Keep on giving. It never stops giving as long as we're willing to give. But God is more than willing. Amen.
Amen.
God is pouring out his love, his grace, his mercy. Hallelujah. On a sinner and those who are saved as well and living for Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God, so thank you, my sister, once again. I got to go. But I will call you later.
Okay.
Face with Apostle Calendar later as well.
So okay.
So God bless you all. I'm on my way. And I thank you, Apostle, for praying for me today. Hallelujah. I've got to go to the back and spine doctor. But all is well. All is well. I always say that. All is well because it really is. God's
got, amen.
He's got all of us in his hands. And
yes,
nobody
yes, can yes.
Man, nobody can snatch it out or take away the love of God for us. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else who would like to share about our Lord, because there's so much more we could say.
Amen. This is true.
Amen. Say hello to your family for me. We're praying for all of you, and God bless every one of you with his supernatural abundance. Stay in there with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The line is open for anyone who would like to say a word about
praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Apostle
Lord.
Millie. God bless
yes.
you, as well as Apostle Washington and Bishop Washington and Apostle Calendar. Glory to God. I thank God for what I heard on this morning. But nevertheless, first giving honor to Almighty God, giving him the glory, the honor, and the praise in all things that's due to his holy and righteous name. Glory to God. I do want to say, Pastor Apostle Linda, you know, we've been praying for Bishop James. Praise God. I wasn't in position to come forth on the other day when they were asking prayer for him. But I was praying for him in the background. I just wanted to let y'all know that when a young lady came forth in prayer and he came out and he said out the room or wherever he was and he came out, he said, I walked out without my cane. I said, well, that's a blessing. Hallelujah to God be the glory. It was such a blessing to hear that. I was praying in the background. I wasn't able to come forth at the time. And I do want to say to Apostle Millie, you have our condolences from Jesus Christ Apostolic Lighthouse from the for the loss of your family member, or for the crossing over of your family member. And
thank you.
So and you're so welcome. But I did. Pastor Joyce is not here, but I did enjoy the message today. I always loved that message about the birth of Jesus Christ and how that you so rightly divided the word of truth, glory to God. And, of course, you came with the message that didn't have no room for him in the end. And, of course, you spoke about making room for Jesus, having room for Jesus. Do you have room for Jesus? Glory to God. And we ought to always have room for him. Praise God.
Yes.
Always have room for him. You know, the Bible says if we have not the Spirit of Christ, we are none of his. So we got to have room for the Spirit of Christ. We are none of his. Praise God. The Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost, praise God. She conceived the Holy Ghost. And so the Bible, you know, talks about his birth. And, of course, Joseph was sleeping. When the Bible said, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Praise God. So this is what he was given for, to save people from their sins. Praise God. I like to say that, you know, that angel whose name was Gabriel, who delivered that name from the presence of the Lord, delivered that name unto Joseph, praise God, and said his name would be called Jesus.
That's right.
E-S-U-S. And I like to look at that U-S on the end of his name, Jesus. As us being in his name. Being in his name. You know, the Bible said, let it, everyone that nameth the name of Christ, I have that anointing, you know, depart from iniquity, you know. And so we are to live a clean life. And as you said, Pastor Miller, you said so many things. You said he's no longer in the crib. He's no longer in the manger. You know, of course, we know that that manger was a feeding trough. And, of course, we know that Jesus is the bread of life. And he was in the feeding trough. And you say he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. Swaddling clothes are not very comfortable. So when he came, you know, all of that was indicating that he was coming to suffer. He was coming to suffer. And he spoke about the wise men following the star and how he's no longer a child. Matter of fact, when they got to him, he was about 2 years old, and they presented unto him presents. They presented unto him presents. And, you know, Apostle Washington was talking about the presents and different things that, you know, that we should give. And the greatest present or the greatest thing that we could give is love. And that is so true, because there are so many gifts and fruit of the Spirit that God has given us. And he's given us that so that we can share with others the word of wisdom.
Amen.
The word of knowledge, faith, the gift of healing, the gift of prophecy, the gift of miracles, gift of discerning spirits, the gift of speaking in different kinds of tongues, the gift of interpreting tongues. And, you know, the Bible says we could have faith to move mountains. We could sing like angels and have faith to move mountains. But if we don't have love, it profit us nothing. We could give our body to be burned. Think about that. Give your body to be burned. But if you don't have love, the Bible says you don't have nothing. And so it talks about faith, hope, and charity being these gifts. But the greatest of these is love. Is love.
Amen.
That's what he is. He's love. I mean, Bible say that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then you talked about the lights, and that was so beautiful. And Apostle Washington, you know, talked about the lights and the lighting of the houses, and you know how beautiful the houses are decorated, and how that they gave prizes to the one who had the houses more decorated. You understand? But, you know, we are all one body. We've been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and has been given several gifts as it pleases our God. And we are to let our light so shine. Matter of fact, the Bible says that would a person take a light a candle and put it under a bed or under a bowl or under a bushel, you know. No, because it's no need of having a light if it's going to be blocked from shining. But
yes,
the Bible says that we are the light of the world. Matter of fact, you take a candle and you put it on a candlestand, on a candlestick, so that it gives light in all the house, so that inside the house could shine so beautiful on the inside. Give it light on the inside the house. You understand, but that shining on the inside is got to shine on the outside as well. So the Bible says that we are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. He said that we are the light of the world, a city that set it up on a hill that cannot be hid. Therefore, let your light so shine before men that they may see your work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise God. And I want to see, Apostle Miller, you let that light shine on today. Praise God. When you talked about the Savior, you talked about our Savior, glory to God. And as you ministered to that, God was giving me so many revelations while you were talking about Jesus. Now, I think you said something about setting a table. I'm not sure, but I thought that's what I heard.
Yes.
About how that people, you know, around Christmas time, how they dress the table and all, you know, for that time. And I couldn't help but think about when I was a young boy and how that they, you know, how that we lighted up the Christmas tree and had lights on the Christmas tree. Now, you know, as become a man now, you know, putting away childish things and childish thinking, you know, I no longer believe in even putting up a Christmas tree, though it looks beautiful. But according to Jeremiah chapter 10, it says, learn not the ways of the heathens, for the customs of the people of Van. One cutted a tree out of the forest with the axe. They deck it with silver. They deck it with gold. You know, they put it in one place because it can't move unless they pick it up and move it and put it in a different place. And so many people, you know, worship that Christmas tree. They say they don't worship it, but you let it be the last one in the marketplace when they go to get that Christmas tree, and they will fight over it. I've actually seen it happen when I was working at Kmart. Long time ago, I was working at Kmart. I don't even know if they have Kmart anymore, but I was working at Kmart, and I'm telling you, when it gets down to that last Christmas tree in there, I mean, they'll literally start fighting in that building over that Christmas tree. Lord have mercy. When I say fight, I'm talking about fighting, draw blood, all of that, over a Christmas tree. Why? Because that's something that they can't have of this they call Christmas without it. You know, they have it for themselves. They have it for the visitors. They have it for the children, you know, and they put the gifts under the tree and the children fall on their knees, you know, to open up the presents and so on and so on. But at the same time, they don't realize it's a spirit behind it. And Jeremiah talked about the spirit behind that that tree. You understand? He says that it was silver and gold. They chop it up into firewood and they warm themselves with it. They cook with it, and then they take another part of it and mold it and fashion it into an idol and deck it with silver and gold and fall before it and worship it and pray to it and then give glory to it. When the Bible says that God said, I'm the Lord thy God that have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And he says that he's God, but yet people give his glory to another. And when you talked about dressing the table, I couldn't help but think about when I was about 11 years old, Pastor Apostle Millie, when my mother used to dress the table. But when she dressed the table, it was dressed with, it had olives on that table, had cherries on that table. They had whiskey on that table. They had wine on that table. They had vodka on that table. All kinds of whiskeys. I don't even know if they have those whiskeys today anymore. Old Forester and Old Crow and rum and all of these scotch and all of that stuff, along with 7-Up and Coca-Cola. You know, all that would be dressed on the table, along with chocolate cake and also had different kind of cakes, you know, a white cake with vanilla icing and fruit cake and all of that.
Yes,
I mean, it was dressed up. And me being a little boy, I didn't understand looking at the adults, you know, drinking the liquor. That we had gumbo. We used to have ham, stewed chicken. The big, big meal on Christmas, you know, the stuffed peppers and the melaton and all of that, you know, these different dishes that they had, the candy ham. And I used to watch the adults drink liquor, and my mama friends used to come over. And my mom and my daddy was separated since I've been 4 years old, you know. So after I grew up a little bit to become 10 years old, I used to watch them come in, her friends come in and drink and they eat, you know, and then when they would get ready to leave, my mom would leave with them, you know, and her friends, they would leave. So now the children is left at the house. And so when I used to put that liquor on the table,
and
I saw them drinking. Yeah, I can hear somebody in the background. But anyway, you know, they would have all that liquor on the table. So I went in the icebox. I got a root beer out the icebox. You know, they were putting Coca-Cola in what they were drinking, and they were putting 7-Up in it. And I just looked at it like cold drink. So I went in the icebox and got a root beer, and they had some Old Forester. They must have had like about a half a fifth left, but I didn't know anything about how strong this whiskey was. And I took some root beer, and I was drinking it, putting it in the glass, drinking glassfuls of it cut with the root beer. And I was fool around, man. And at 11 years old, you can imagine what that did to me. I was it almost killed me. I was able to make it to the bed, and I just laid in the bed. I was so sick. I felt sick as a dog, if I might say that. And, you know, different people used to visit our houses, you know, and a young man by the name of Pepper happened to come to the house while I was in the bed like that. And my sister said, oh, that boy done drinked all of that, went in there, and that whiskey bottle, one of those whiskey bottles was empty that had a half a, you know, a fifth in there. That boy drank that. And Pepper said, he did what? And that's what they say he said. And he come in, and he picked me up, carried me outside on the porch, and took my finger and pushed my finger down my own throat. My eyes had been rolled back in my head. If I'd have been left like that, I'd have been dead. And I started throwing up, and he kept pushing my finger in my throat, pushing my finger in my throat. They had to tell me about this. I don't hardly recall it. And I did a lot of throwing up. Well, that got a lot of that from on the inside of me. Went back, put me in the bed. You know, of course, I was sick from that for days and stuff. Matter of fact, I started losing my eyesight. That was one of the first times that I started losing my eyesight way back there. It must have damaged something in my head from the strain and from all of the vomit, you know, all the vomiting and thing. And so, you know, I think about, like I said, when you say address that table, that's the first thing came on my mind. And, you know, God's table is dressed for us as well. You know, it's dressed for us as well. And we just talked about the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit at his table is dressed with. He give us apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and tables, gifts that he gives to the body of Christ for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, these are some of the gifts that he gives us, you know. And so it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing, you know, to hear the you know, people call it the Christmas story, you know. But, you know, I just look at basically to be what it is. It is what it is, the birth of Christ.
That's
the
right.
Birth of Christ, you know. Jeremiah talks about in the 44th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, it talks about the queen of heaven and how that Judah, the people of God, God had delivered out of bondage, you know, had made them free and then blessed them the way that he blessed them, how that the Judah began to turn away from God and began to worship the queen of heaven. And the Bible says that they poured out drink offerings to her. So then I began to see why the table was so dressed up with drink offerings. The Bible said they rolled dough and they made cakes unto her. And I say, okay, well, this is why the table was so dressed up with the cakes and thing and with the drink offerings and things. And so instead of celebrating Christ's birthday the way that it should be celebrated, they're actually celebrating Tammuz's birthday and don't know it, you know what I'm saying, because he was born around December the 25th. And so Judah, you know, the women were saying, listen, we been doing good. We really, really blessed since we've been pouring out drink offerings to the Queen of Heaven and making these cakes and kneading dough, making cakes and offering all of this up to her. You know, we have no need for anything. You know, we've had a plenty food without our men. We didn't even need no help from our men because they was honoring the Queen of Heaven and they was giving this Queen of Heaven all of the glory and honor and the praise, saying this is how they were blessed. And Jeremiah was telling them that God is a jealous God, and you know, and that they should forsake those evil and wicked ways that they had. But they just ignored Jeremiah and said they're going to do what they want to do. You read that 44th chapter of Jeremiah, you know, it tells you about it. It said we're going to do what we want to do because we've had rituals, we've had food, we've had all of these things without, you know, the aid of our men. You know, they need the men to help us to get all of these blessings that we have. And they gave the glory to the Queen of Heaven, and God said, listen, he was going to take his name out of their mouth, that they were not going to be able to mention his name, not to mention his name anymore, because he was not going to hear them because of the abomination that they were committing against God, giving God's glory to an idol. And so, you know, while you were speaking that, what you were speaking, Apostle Millie, all of these things began to come back to me. These were stories of the Bible that I've been knew about, but they start coming back to me while you were talking and saying, you know, setting up the table. And of course, today you have a religion today that calls Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Queen of Heaven. And actually, they give Mary more glory than they give God, to be honest with you. And actually, you know, Jesus called Mary woman. He called the woman. Why? Because even though she was instrumental in being that virgin that God used to come down here to the earth to be manifested, because that's who Jesus was, that Emmanuel, God with us, so that his body could be broken, his blood could be shed, so that he could redeem us and to save our souls. You understand what I'm saying? But that particular religion give Mary more glory than they give Jesus. And Jesus called the woman simply because he was her creator. He was her creator, so he called her woman. He was able to call her woman because he knows he's the one that created man from the dust of the ground and caused the deep sleep to come upon man and took a rib out of man's side and created that woman for man and brought her to the man. And she was, of course, born of his bones and flesh of his flesh. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two of them shall become one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So he knew he was the creator of Mary. So he called her woman. It wasn't being that he was disrespecting her or anything like that, you understand. But she saw him and she knew that it was a miraculous birth, immaculate conception that she birthed him. But at the same time, she knew he wasn't an ordinary child. She knew all of this. And she cried for him at the cross when he was lifted up, because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And even though he was lifted up and she cried, I don't know if Mary believed at that time that that when he was crucified that he was going to rise from the dead on the third day, just like he did, just like he said. You know, he said, if you destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up they thought he was talking about the temple that it took him 46 years to build, but actually he was talking about the temple of his body. And I don't think any of them believed it, not even Mary believed that he would actually be risen from the dead at that point, because of how he was punished.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was actually punished. He took our punishment upon himself. You understand?
Yes.
The Bible says he was wounded by our transgressions, bruised by our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace on him, and whipped by his stripes. We are healed. So he wasn't pretty at all. He wasn't beautiful. He wasn't pretty. You understand, because of the crown of thorns that they had pressed in his brow, and, you know, they'd already whipped him 39 lashes, to all of his flesh off of certain parts of his body. His intestines and all were showing, nailed him in his hand and feet, plucked his beard and spat up on him, and, you know, took a spear and stuck it in his side, just shoved it into his side and pulled it out. And when they pulled it out, blood and water gushed it out. So he wasn't a pretty sight upon that cross. So I don't think any of them believed at that point, you understand, that, you know, he could come back from there, you know, from being that brutally beaten, you know, that punished. And be able to, especially after crying out and saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," you know, and yielding up the ghost, and oh my God, and his head slumped down into his chest, and they took him down off the cross and buried him. I don't think any of them thought that he would rise from the dead. I believe they thought that that was it right then and there. You know, their faith, I believe that their faith had gone. They had lost the faith. Even though they had saw him feed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of barley bread, open the eyes of the blind, unstop deaf ears, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, still a storm, turn water into wine, and all of these miraculous things that he did, when he died upon that cross and yielded up the ghost, I believe that they were so sorrowful in their heart that their minds became blinded at that point. They didn't believe that he was going to rise from the dead. Matter of fact, Mary Magdalene and others, they came to bring spices, wanted to know who was going to roll back the stone so that they could bring those spices and, and dress the body up with spices and all. They were thinking that he was going to be in that tomb. And, of course, on the third day, he rose from the grave. The apostles, after he had been risen, they still hadn't believed. They hadn't believed. Those disciples still hadn't believed after he had risen from the dead. It took Mary Magdalene that after, you know, the angel of the Lord had rolled back the stone and set upon it. Bible says his countenance was like lightning and his raiment was white as snow. See, you know, why seek ye the living among the dead? You know, and as she walked, you know, she was an eyewitness to Jesus after he was risen, Mary Magdalene was. And she went to go and bring his disciples word because they were hiding out with their unbelief. The Bible said they did not believe when she brought them the word. And matter of fact, she said he had risen and that he had said he would meet them on a mountain in Galilee. And so they went to this mountain, you understand what I'm saying, and that's where they saw him at, on that mountain in Galilee. Of course, he appeared unto them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom after he had risen from the dead. And so finally they believed. After seeing him, they believed. Because when they saw him, the Bible says they worshipped him when they saw him. But even after some saw him, they still doubted. And he had to let them know that all power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. And then they began to believe. And, of course, and I'm coming to close here, Thomas, Thomas, with his unbelief, he said, look, even after this, even after the women said they saw him, after the other disciples said they saw him, he still didn't believe. Didn't even believe them who had walked with him and who were eyewitnesses to Jesus, the miracles that he performed. And, you know, why would they lie? And yet he still didn't believe. I'm going to believe only if I could put my finger in the nail print in his hand and thrust my hand into his side. And until I do that or I'm able to do that, I'm not going to believe. And, of course, Jesus appeared to him, you know, and confronted him on that and gave him the opportunity to do that just what he said. And he said, you know, be not faithless, but believing. And, of course, he said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. So they all became believers after being eyewitnesses of him, you know, raising from the dead. And that's the thing that he said for us to remember with his death. But I enjoyed that Apostle Millie, about that his birth, because that is so powerful. And one thing I heard you say, if he was not born, none of us could have ever been born again. So it was necessary that he born, and of course it was necessary that he die, you know, and rise again. Because if he had not went through it all, we definitely couldn't be where we are now, saved and on our way to heaven, if it had not been, you know, for what Jesus did for us. Praise God. Now we're born again, praise God, and become new creatures in Christ. And we can share the gift of life, the gift of the gifts that he's given us. We can share him with others, share his love with others, share his word with others, share his name with others, talk about the power that's still in his blood and how that he's still working miracles. And we can certainly share about the Holy Ghost, the power, the anointing of God, the anointing that destroys the yokes of the devil off and out of our lives. We are able to do that. But if he had not did what he did, if he had not come, right now we would be of all men, all people, all human beings, most miserable if he had not risen from the dead, because we would be preaching a lie. And a lot of fun that we were so-called having in the world, we could have been still having. Still could have been smoking marijuana. Still could have been running women. You understand? Still could have been having sex with different partners. All of those different things. If he had not risen from the dead, we could have been still partying and all of that. But the very fact that he's risen and his spirit is on the inside of us now, we rather the new wine than the old wine. We rather this new life that he's given us than the old life that we had. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Hello?
Go ahead, Apostle York. Apostle Millie.
Oh yes, okay. Okay, well I'm gonna go because I'm gonna run to the funeral home and view the bodies real quick.
All right. Okay. I'll let them know.
Yeah. Okay then. Thank y'all. I'll tell your wife I'll call her later.
Yeah.
All right, I will.
Okay, bye bye.
Drive careful, Apostle.
Bye bye.
God bless you, man.
They came to pick her up. She's not driving.
Hey, Jenny.
I can't pick up. She's still on the phone. That's what she just sent me a message.
Yeah, well, that's good, Bishop, because, you know, usually when people are going through something like that, it's good that somebody else drive them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, her car is broke right now anyway. She hasn't been driving. Somebody's there to pick her up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she had a lot. There's two people in the same day in our family.
Lord have
two
mercy.
People. Mm-hmm. And then on our end here, my son-in-law's father crossed over yesterday.
Wow.
And
you
all
have our sympathy as well, Bishop.
Well, thank you. He My son-in-law just walked out. He had to run to the store. He'll be back. But he, like I was telling my wife, his mother, my son-in-law's mother's birthday was yesterday. So to have his daddy cross over on her birthday, every time her birthday come around, he going to think about that too, you know?
Isn't that going to
come back? Yeah, well, when you lose your parents, I tell you what, you don't miss your water till your well run dry.
That is so true.
And you know, that's what I think about people. If they don't accept Jesus as the salvation, Lord Jesus, have mercy, Father. Turn them around, Lord.
Time is winding down. And thing about it,
that's
they
right.
don't have the
because
time that they think they have. You know what I mean?
That's
people
right.
be thinking, I mean, they'd be here today and gone today, you know?
That's right.
And
it used to be here today, gone tomorrow. Is here today, gone today. So many people who crossed over and had an idea that would be their last day. They wasn't even thinking about nothing like that.
You know, Bishop, it's so sad. It's so sad. I went to preach a funeral one day, and, well, you know, I can't see. But this was some time ago. You know, I haven't been able to see over 16 years now. But this was, I don't know, this may have been maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. But anyway, I went to go preach a funeral to do someone a favor because they had this guy who had dropped dead in a ballroom. And they didn't have nobody to do his funeral. You know, he wasn't in church nowhere or anything. But they did have his body at the funeral parlor. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
so a young lady had asked me would I do the eulogy or come, you know, speak a word to the friends. And first of all, they tell me that most of the friends who came in there had those bandanas, those rags on their head and thing. And most of them was homosexuals and lesbians and, you know, I mean, say the funeral parlor was full of those people like that, you know what I mean? And, well, I couldn't see. You know, I don't know, you know. And, you know, I just was ministering what God gave me to preach. And I preach holiness in that. And they tell me, boy, the people was giving me some looks. Well, I couldn't see them once again. Say they were looking at me like they just wanted to just jump on me and tear me up, you know. And
yeah,
the thing
yeah.
about it, his brother was sitting on the back of the chair behind me, you know, where he had been went up there behind that altar and sat on the back, you know, with his feet in the chair, you know, sitting on the back of the chair, top of the back of the chair, you know, daring anybody, which I didn't notice at that time, though, daring anybody to move the liquor bottle out of the casket. They had the liquor bottle in the casket, the bottle that he was drinking, the liquor he was drinking
yep,
that he
yep.
fell on the floor.
You couldn't see it anyway.
I couldn't see it, so I didn't know. But I'm preaching holiness in the midst of all of that going on with him behind me and didn't know he was behind me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it just shows you how God protect you in the midst of whatever you, wherever you need his protection at. You know, Bishop, he's right there to protect. And,
yes,
of course, that was found. Most of those people that I'm talking about was from that St. Thomas Project, and that's where he was from. I don't know his name or not. If I did, I wouldn't call it. But anyway, and then I had to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. After that, I had to get out of there. So I had an armor bearer with me, and the armor bearer, he you know, he was asking the people, you know, would you all move to the side? We're coming out, you know, because you had to leave out of the place, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't roll in their eyes. Say they were moving out the way and thing, but they were so upset. But, you know, that was the time right there that I'm glad I really couldn't see, to be honest with you, because, you know, when you're faced with that kind of stuff, and all of that's going on, if I wouldn't have just turned right around and walked back out, when I'd have sold a liquor bottle in there, you know, and stuff like that, and him seated, you know, behind me like that, you yeah. know, not thinking the whole time I'm ministering the word what he might do, because yeah. I'm preaching holiness, you know, what he might try to do to me being behind my back like that. But not being able to see, I couldn't see none of that. So really, I just was preaching what God gave me to preach out of my heart, ministering the word of God, and got out there safely. And do you know, when we got over to the graveyard, and a lot of them followed in cars to the graveyard, but they all stood back. They didn't even come close around that hole. They didn't even come close around where they was gonna put the body in the casket down in the grave. They stood way back, you know. And you talking about gave a lot of respect. Oh, my God, they told me that they gave a lot of respect. And one of the guys, a tall guy, they say he was tall, you know, he gave a gang slogan or whatever. I don't even remember. You know, whatever the slogan was, the gang understood it. They understood it. But when I heard that loud outburst like that, all I said was, wonder what that was. Come to find out that was a gang slogan. But at the same time, you know, that it was respect that it was given, you know, to the preacher. And walked out of that graveyard untouched and everything, out of that funeral parlor untouched. And, you know, so, you know, God make even our enemies at peace with us. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. And you go
that
protect
is something.
Your
say, you know?
You go protect your own. A pastor that we was under in New Orleans, he came with a group of men, and they went out in the various neighborhoods, like on Sunday night. And they go out in various neighborhoods and walk around preaching the word of God. And somebody told him, say, well, Rev, you ain't afraid. He said, God will protect us, man. He said, God will protect us. Nobody going to do us nothing. You know,
amen.
He had that faith. I got to give it to him. He had that faith. You know, he said, God will protect us. Well, I never went because I had started losing my sight back then. At the time, I could see, but nighttime was a problem for me. That's how I ended up going to the doctor, because of nighttime, you know. And I was still driving. You know, I said, man,
Driving, Bishop, you must have had to drive in the middle of the road, almost on that white line or that yellow line or whatever it was.
What it was is I didn't realize that I could see, like, the street lights, and as I get close to the light would clear up, the overhead lights on the street, but it looked like it had a halo around it.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
You know, I said, I never paid attention to it because I was a driver for so many years, and in New Orleans, the weather be damp a lot.
Right.
And if it's damp, it sometimes had looked like a halo around the lights. Well, I don't know, my sight, it might have been going bad way back then.
Yeah, probably with that glaucoma, you know.
Yeah, that's what it was. And I tell you what, I was going, me and the pastor was going to get our daughter, because both of them were working at Walmart, but my wife was off that night. I'm just going to get her, and I made a turn off the service road out in New Orleans East. I made a turn off the service road onto, I forgot that little street, it's just before Bundy. Yeah, we go to the back side of the side of Walmart. I made the turn, and the back wheel jumped the curb. I had a car coming on the side. She said, you jumped that curb like that? I said, you didn't see how close that car was coming. That's why I turned so tight. I didn't realize I turned too quick.
Mm-hmm.
The front wheel missed it, but the back wheel caught it. You know,
I know what you're talking about.
Well, I tell you what, with the thing that got me to go get that site checked, we were staying right off of Bullet. Was living in Paul Martin's place, Great St. Stephen's. They had the St. Stephen's apartments there. It used to be old Coast Guard barracks.
So okay.
Anyway, I'm going out there that morning. I was working at the service pumps, the gas pumps, and I left that morning about, I don't know, must have been about 6:30 in the morning. It's wintertime. So, you know, it'd be dark for a while. So I made that turn and got out there on interstate, and I'm looking and I see this 18-wheeler coming.
Oh, my.
And being a driver, I know I used to drive the buses and stuff, you know, and, I was trained for years before that. When I was working for public service. And I was trained, you pull out onto a roadway and you're on the highway, and you see if a vehicle pull out to the roadway, if you can, get over into the center lane. Let that vehicle get out. You know, don't make them stop. Because, you know, you got to build up speed sometimes to go out on the open highway. So, I looked and I saw this 18-wheeler coming, and I just kept going. I pulled on out. So I said, well, wait a minute. I'm thinking, I said, well, wait, where is that truck? You know, I saw the truck in the right lane. And, I mean, the speed he was traveling, he should have been way in front of me. You know, or you should have dropped behind me and I'd have seen his lights coming up behind me. Mm-hmm. I didn't see neither one. So what happened to the truck? Because the next off-ramp, I got on that Bullet, and the next off-ramp would have been Reed. And I looked to my left. I was looking right in the front tire. Right in the front
wheel.
Man. The new truck wasn't making no noise. And I missed this whole truck.
Nothing but the grace of God. Oh, my God. That was something there.
I stayed in the right lane. Anyway. But I stayed at the Chevron to the highway.
Wow.
I exited. I went to work. And one of the drivers came. And she said, James, she said, you want to fuel my bus for me? She said, I got to run. And do something, and I'll come back on the second part of my run. I don't have time to put fuel. I said, no problem, Lois. And I walked to the fuel pump, and around the fuel pump, they had them big yellow pipes. I walked right into the pipe. If it had been two
inches, I was getting real
right,
bad, but didn't realize how bad they were.
I'm telling you, if it would have been really, really bad, because if two more inches to the right, it wouldn't have been my thigh that I hit it with. I said, "Oh Lord,
Lord, have mercy." You know, Bishop. I was driving from this side of the river on the Chalmette Ferry, and you know when you get from the West Bank, when you're going over the Chalmette Ferry, when you get over there and you're coming off that ferry, you got that runway down there, you know, the street, but then it curves, and then you got the, you know. You got the curve with the curve. Well, this was at night, and I ran off of that.
Oh!
I ran off of that and down that levee, because, see, they didn't have no railing right there. I ran.
Ooh,
good
no.
thing it wasn't going down in the river. I ran.
In
good
the river,
thing the river didn't that part. You know what I'm talking about? And I ran straight off of
that.
Bloom, 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 all the way down that levee and came down on the street down there. And realized what had then happened, and then I went on and kept on driving, going where I was going. But I'm just so glad that water wasn't there, and I'd have run down in that water and sink down that time of night. Lord have mercy, you know.
In the river?
But it didn't go down in the river. The water didn't come all the way that far. You know, when I ran off, it went down the levee. It went off the street, down the levee, bloom, bloom, and it came down on, you got a road down there. And I came out on the road at the bottom of the levee on the Chalmette side.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know.
That's Stapenaw Highway.
right, I don't know how far, you know, it was right there.
I used to work at Kaiser Aluminum. You know,
that plant,
and
the plant.
And that was right behind us with that ferry landing. It was like
right,
on the side.
Right off that ferry landing. I run off of that right there.
Yeah.
Ran off of
that. Yeah, that's St. Bernard Highway. Yeah.
So, you know, I had them close calls, too, because, you know, when you're not supposed to, when you're unaware, when we can't see like that, man, we shouldn't have been behind that wheel, but you couldn't keep us from going getting behind that wheel until we just realized we couldn't.
Well,
go
I'll tell
moment.
You what, until that same lady, she said, I got somewhere to go, and I ain't going to have time. I said, yeah, I feel it. And I walk over there, and I walk into the thing. She saw me. She said, what's wrong? I said, I didn't see that. She said, I'm going to the eye doctor right now. Won't you come with me?
Wow.
I said, what? I said, won't you come with me? And I went, and sure enough, the man told me. He said, I don't want to say what I think it is because I'm not a surgeon, you know, but he said, you go to university, which was at that time it just changed it to university. It was Hotel Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor I saw there, he examined my eyes, told me to wait for the school board. And said, yeah, he said, you drive. I said, yeah, I drive school buses. He said, you better stop.
Wow.
I said, what? You better stop. He said, given all the signs that this is glaucoma. He said, and it'll eat your sight away.
Wow.
It might
wow.
be. You see, you're going to have surgery and a panic.
Wow.
But I did wrong. I did wrong, Pastor. I accepted that sense. If I'd have told him, you know, that was a lie, I ain't going to lose my
life. Right. At that time, you'd have knew better, you know.
Yeah,
same thing with me.
Yeah.
You know, they turned me down in the Army, you know. I went to, you know, that was during Vietnam time there, you know.
Yep.
You know, you go to the custom house and you... You know, draft you in the Army, and I tell you what, my commanding officer, or whoever he was, doctor, whatever, shined that light in my eyes. When he looked in my eyes, and he said, "Ain't no way you be able to go and serve in Vietnam, no way," you know, and and he gave me my chicken box with my apple and my chicken in there, and I was out of there.
Just gone. I have to go.
That was good Vietnam
to
time.
House.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to go to custom house. You know, when I went in,
mm-hmm.
I was going to the Marine Corps, and Air Force sergeant stopped me. Hey, where you going, son? And I told him. He said, "Well, why don't you step in here and let me talk to you for a minute?" He said, "Well, when you finish down there, come back."
Front line,
and
Lord have mercy.
And I went to walk back. He said, "Let me talk to you, son." And he told me, he said, "You sure you don't want to have a uniform like I got on?" I said, "I'm going to be in the Marine Corps." He said, "Well, let me show you this. I'm 18 years old, and I got three things on my mind, fast cars, fast women, and fast money." You know, and looking good, four things, you know, dressing up. This man had... I didn't know at the time he was an E9. He looked like a blue striped zebra, and he had hash marks at the end of the sleeve.
Some stripes, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's as high as you can go. The E9 in stripes, and he had every 3 years you get a hash mark. For every 3 years you got in there, he had about six or seven of them hash marks on his sleeve.
Wow.
I said, "Oh man." It is a sharp uniform. They got a woman standing up asking the air policeman on a picture, asking him for directions, you know, just a still picture on the wall. And let me show you a little short film. The same woman, and she's in shorts, and she's asking this woman, this man on the gate, where something was on the air base, and he told her, "Yes, ma'am," and called pass, and he saluted the flag on the coin, everything. I said, whoa, all that. He said, "Man, I can have you doing that in a week." Lies.
Mm-hmm.
That man lied to me. That man lied to me big time.
Oh,
But I'm glad. What? Oh, is it charged up? Oh, okay.
Brother James, I'm gonna have to get on out here myself because
you have to close it down.
Go over there and take my my booster, you know. So
I
want to get ready to go out here and go take care of that
right now.
Get me a little bite to eat before I go do that. So I'm gonna go ahead on and leave off the line. But she done left. But I tell you, I enjoyed the word and everything. Good conversation with you today as well.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go off.
Good to hear your
time. Yeah, I just want to tell everybody I love them, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Okay, Pastor. God bless you. Tell Pastor Joyce, you know, we love all y'all, too. You and your wife and your children, your grandchildren.
I love to hear
you. Just got back home. She hear you.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you, lady. Good to hear from y'all.
We don't get to speak on the line, but we be listening sometimes. He's listening all the time. Me sometimes.
Join
our family. We all family.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
You know, I laughed just now. See, your wife and your children and your grandchildren. Well, we got great grandchildren now. One of our granddaughters got two back to back. She had a little girl in 18 and 2019. And then she had a little boy in 21. Lord, and him was a girl, what's your house? And she ain't the oldest grandchild. Let me see.
God is good, though. God is good, though, Papa.
Yeah, she's there in the line.
Okay, Bishop. I'm going to be on my way because time is winding down. Yeah,
time is running. Okay.
All right. Love y'all.
I love you.
Amen.
All right, Deacon. God bless you, man of God.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad to hear about your father doing well.
Yeah.
And your mother.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. We'll tell y'all good day. And I'll talk to y'all later.
Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. God bless Apostle. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Deacon. Go ahead, Brother Deacon. It's your turn.
Man, we pray the Lord. It's running a little late. That you got in. Just gonna be work on my job. Thank God. I heard the woman of God. I've been. Could hear it too good. I know she was coming in and out, but I go back and listen at it. I go back and hear it, and go back and listen at the message. And I know it's a powerful word, and I thank God where everything has been said on today. And I just thank God I've got a chance to always hear the woman of God. Glad to hear her voice this morning, and I just thank God that. Everything is. I'm glad to hear her voice. I just thank the Lord for what he's been doing. I just thank God for that. He's doing wonderful. I just thank God. I keep her in prayers. Keep her lifted up in prayer. Well, we all standing in need of prayer. And I just thank God. I'm glad to hear everyone's voices on today. I'm glad to hear it. On today, you know, I'm glad I heard hear Apostle's voice today, and glad to hear everyone's voice getting back together and come and encourage one another. That's what will help us on one another, because we are coming and we are always come and encourage everyone on the message. Like we're that's where it needed all to be. All to be is going to be helping somebody on the word of God, you know, what they heard, what the word been forward. That's what it's all about, her helping somebody, encouraging somebody. And that's what that's really about. She's on the word of God. And that's what this about. I thank God for. There's one thing about you, you ain't gonna get it nowhere else. You come on this church line, you ain't getting none there. You come and come every Friday and every Saturday. But you know that's why the word of God. That's why it go forward every seven days a week. Not only Friday and Saturday, it's every 7 days a week. Because without this, it won't be no Block Talk Radio. It won't be no church line. It won't be no Bible. It won't be no really King James Version Bible. It won't be that. But we thank God that God allowed us, he let the world go forward. He thank God to have the church line, the message, probably like the conference, probably like the conference call. God let them have it. That's why the word of God, the law, the law. He allowed to have these prayer. We allowed to come and teach on the word of God and come and to encourage on the word of God, encourage them and keep them lifted up. So we do it in the name of Jesus. Yeah, let the Lord, yeah, we are his vessel. Yes, we all belong to him. Use the one, use him. Let the Lord use him. Because let he doing, let the Lord use you and keep you. Let the Lord continue to cover you because you are covered by his blood. You are covered by his blood. You are covered even though that those that come, even though when they're watching, come and minister. Come and minister on the word of God. That's where they need, even Apostle Miller, everyone to come. Even though I know I don't come and preach like I suppose come and preach, I come every now and then, give a word, give a message. But even though I come, I still be here. I still come and listen at the word of God. I come and hear on the word. I still, whenever I'm going to go worship, I still be on. But I got to come, I got to go hear the word of God. I got to come and be lifted up, be lifted, hear the word of God, because you ain't going to get nothing else. I still come. If one thing about it I don't do, I don't come and jump off the call. That's one thing about what I don't do. I don't just leave and jump off. I still be there listening to the word of God. Because the word of God go forward. It's still going to go. It's going to go where we like it or not. It's still going to go forward. It's gonna go until he says so. Not the way we want. Not about how the way we want to shut it down. Until God says so. Until he says. So it ain't over till he said. Like I heard the woman God said about 2 weeks ago. She preached a message about it ain't over till he says over. It ain't over. It's not over till he says over. It's not over. It's not over yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. And that's right. And that's the truth. It ain't over till he said to it. God said it's over. It's not over yet. Until he said to the word of God said is over. But we just thank God that on the word that went forward today, and we thank God that the God for Canada is going to keep on going. Because this where the whole world got something out of here. They heard something on today. And one thing about it, and one thing we all speak differently. And one thing about it, when you said yesterday, Pastor, one thing you were saying, I liked it what you said in the message. And one thing about I forgot to say yesterday, you were saying we all speak differently. I speak different. Even you speak different. Even the Washington speak different. Bishop James speak different. Even Mother Grant speak different. Even Vander Campbell speak different. Even Milton, we all have different. We speak differently. We still speak differently. We can't do that here, everybody. We have to be. No one, you got to be yourself. Be what God made you, who you are. You got to be yourself. What God made you, we got to be ourselves. What God made us, who we are. We can't just be like everyone else. Be like everybody might, even everybody have a certain dance, like a dance on. Everybody have a certain dance. But you got to do what you got to do. You got to have, even right now, if you, this person was a tap dancer, you just be with how God made you, have you dance. Have you, if they said have you, when you get, you praise, you, some people say they going to come and to get their praise on and all that, and what they need to be worrying about, what they need to know, they better mean what they say about getting their praise on. They mean it, what they say about getting their praise on. And that's the truth. Better be real what they say. Mean what they say. Mean about what they say. Because we got to be make sure what we say. Are we sure we get our praise on? We better mean it what we say. Because a lot of them don't mean they getting their praise on. A lot of them, some of them don't. And you know what? That's the truth. A lot of them don't. But sometimes we got to stop trying to play. We have to stop that playing. Stop playing around in the world of God. Stop playing in church, God's house. We got to stop playing. Because it's too much playing. Because we got to mean it what was said, and that's the truth. We have to really mean that what we say. We better show really mean it. But we get our praise, we get our praise on, and all that. We got to be careful what we say, and that's the truth. And one thing about it, One thing, when you come in the house of God, we take the house of God to a whole level. Yes, we do. And we talking about a nightclub. Well, guess what? They turn the church to a nightclub, and that's the truth. We turn the church to a nightclub. Y'all know that line. We turn it to a whole new nightclub, and that's the way we are. Then you know it's just bad. It's just awful. It's just all the foolishness, is what's going on. That's all with a number of foolishness. And I'm like, we have to stop it. We have to stop. Stay with you. Be what you're gonna be. And that's it. That is it. Be what you're gonna be. By the will of God, and that's it. That's all we do. Too much playing. So I say to each one of you, I say today, I thank God on the word. I thank God for what I heard. I thank God for how the Lord allowed the woman of God to minister on today, because he is her vessel, and we all his vessel. We all these vessels, let the Lord continue to use us, speak through us, to speak at the word go forward, call, let the word cause the word go, so he speaks through us. Even though sometimes I might not speak like I'm supposed to speak, but even though I speak every now and then, I'm willing to give the word, because I'm always available to give the word, because I can speak, now I can speak about Deacon, I'm going to speak about nobody, I can speak for myself. I don't speak with nobody. I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna do. If somebody asked me to do something, guess what? Then I don't do it. Guess what? Then that's on me if I don't do it. But that's on. I won't get an account of it, because we know when we have to do something, we just uphold them in our word what we say. Prove a word what we mean, what we say, what we gonna do. Then we don't do it, because they ain't nobody fault but your own. Just like when we feel like when we get mad, when we feel like they don't want to hear. The word hit the truth. They feel like they want to leave off and jump off. They feel they want to leave. Well, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't hurting yourself, hurting your own self. That's just the way it go. You ain't hurting nobody but you. You ain't hurting nobody but yourself. Can't hurt God. So see, God's not a special person to hurt nobody. I don't believe he said he hurt somebody. I don't see what he said. He hurt somebody. I don't see it. Show me where he said he hurt somebody. So when he said what he hurt, I don't believe he would do that. I don't believe God is a spiritual person. He is a special person. I just thank God on the word and what was said. Now, may God continue to bless you all on the word. And keep on preaching the word, God. May God bless you. May keep you in there. We pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Deacon, for your response. You know, we love you and are grateful to have you part of Blog Talk family. No one else have a word to share. We're going to pray and close out. And we'll see you on tomorrow. I believe Apostle Linda Washington is bringing the word tomorrow. And then we'll have Bishop coming Wednesday or Thursday. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We thank you for the word that went forth. Thank you for every response. Oh, God, we thank you for Apostle Millie. And Lord, we ask that you strengthen her even as she go to the funeral home to look at her family members that are crossing over. God, give her strength that she don't fall apart while she's there, Lord. Lord, we ask her to give her word that she could share with the other family members that are weak also. Oh, Father, we ask, oh, God, that she would stand and let the joy of the Lord be her strength today. Father, as we leave this line but not your presence, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that you continue to ignite us, oh, God, and to continue to love on you as you love on us, oh, God, and not only love on you but to love on others. Oh, God, help us to share compassion and mercy and grace, oh, God, and help us to have a heart of forgiveness. Oh, God, a heart of repentance, Lord God, that we would be drawn closer to you, Lord God. Oh, Father, as we leave this line but not your presence, God, we ask you to continue to bless us in the city, bless us in the field. Bless us when we come and bless us when we go. God, we pray that you continue to make us the head and not the tail, that you set us above and not beneath, that you make us the lenders and not the borrowers. And, Father, we are not asking for funds to come that we could be braggadocious, oh, God. We are not trying to get rich and push our chest up and think that we are more than someone else, but we're asking for funds, the funds to be released, oh God, so that we can be a helper to those that are less fortunate than us, oh God, that we could help the poor, the fatherless, the motherless, the homeless, the widows and the orphans, oh God. Lord, I know that you're doing it, and you're doing it on your time, and we are patiently waiting, oh God, for that day when we get the call to call the bank and go and make our appointments to withdraw some funds to build homes to help the veterans that are sleeping on the streets, the homeless people on the streets, oh God, the ones that you assigned for us to work with, oh God. Mighty God, we ask you to give Apostle Washington traveling mercy as she traveled with her son-in-law to go to the doctor, Lord, and keep them safe that neither one of them will get infected while they're out there, God. Bring them back home safe. Thank you for Bishop Washington, how you're healing his body. Lord, how you're strengthening him to teach and preach and glorify your name. God, we pray for Sister Lula, Lord, that she would get a chance to come back and bring a word of encouragement for your body. Thank you for Prophetess Cheryl Kersey as she's coming on Friday. Lord, as she bring a word for us, oh God. And we pray that Evangelist Tawana will come back and bring another word. She brought that word not in over yet. It ain't over yet. And she'll bring another word soon in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray now as we leave this line but not your presence, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. It may be the word that you speak into somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It may stop someone from committing suicide. It might stop someone from committing murder, from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, he said, "Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven." It just means that we all like our lifestyle, which is our ministry, should glorify him. That when people look at us, they should see that we are saved without we even have to tell them that we are saved. that can see that our walk, our lifestyle, our walk, the way we treat others, how we respond. We respond in love. We respond with mercy, with grace, willing to forgive people and forget that we're not going to hold on to things as the world does. We let go and let God. I pray that you all be come on the line tomorrow morning to hear the word that will come forth tomorrow and be blessed through this day. You know, be blessed through this day. Allow the Lord to lead you and guide you and allow him to order your steps. In Jesus' holy name, I love you guys, but God loves you more. God bless you. Bye-bye.